Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Yeah, busy one as usual.
You sound like you had a wonderful week.
No, not really. I've been better.
Okay. Well, hopefully things get better.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Anyway, we're going to move on to Twitter followers.
Alrighty.
So we have a bunch this week. We got Ali Spagnola, Alice Damodred, Selfish Virtues, Zeke Herrera, Steve Sodi, Mr. Oz Atheist, Freedom Project SEA, maybe C, I don't know, Jeremy Kaplan, and You Are Here.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I love that we have all these Twitter followers.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
And you can be a Twitter follower too. Just go to @secularyakking on Twitter and give us a click.
Sorry. She doesn't know.
Better yell at him now. I got it. Children!
It's just Carrie.
Carrie! I'm recording in here, and unless you want to be on, why am I showing up in both? Am I on stereo? No, I'm not. Okay. Weird. Anyways.
Do you know what we said?
Yeah, we were getting ready to move to iTunes. I'm just giving myself a break. Mm-hmm. And iTunes.
Yes.
Who needs them? We're not getting them anyway.
Okay.
Obviously. Because no one loves us on iTunes.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
We'll survive.
That's okay. Because now we're on Google Play.
Oh, okay.
You can download us on your Android device as well. Just look us up under Secular Yakking. It'd be awesome.
Okay.
What?
What? Why are you looking at me? That's mumbo jumbo to me.
I know. Well, here's something that's not mumbo jumbo.
Okay.
Something you might be familiar with.
Okay.
Voicemail. We got one.
It's shocking.
Here you go.
Hey, guys. This is the Napkin Boat. Just listened to your last show, the nice Oklahoma-centered show. And I just wanted to say, as an Oklahoman, all those stories made Oklahoma sound like, you know, pretty bad. But in reality, it's a lot worse. Kind of pick the worst of the worst, but even on the local level, it's pretty much the same thing going on. Anyway, just wanted to share that. Thank you. Love the show. Bye.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I love that we got voicemail.
Yeah, our first real voicemail. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think our second. I think we got one like episode 3.
I was going to say, yeah, I think we had, but this is the first one in a long time.
In a long time. And you can leave us a voicemail on our Yak line.
We have a Yak line now?
Yeah.
Okay.
704-802-YAK.
Oh, we've always had that.
Yeah, no, okay. I just renamed it the Yak line.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Because we're yakking.
And for me, I sound terrible because I'm sick as hell, but the show must go on, so that's why I sound really awful. I sound awful anyways, but this is totally awful. But, oh well.
I don't know.
Some people, what you gotta do.
Some people seem to like your voice.
Okay, I don't get it, but sure.
I certainly enjoy it. Most the time.
I was going to say, are you sure about that?
Anyways.
Moving on.
I have a rally.
You do now.
Yeah. We the people are having a rally to bring back our motto. You know I'm all about that, right?
Yes, I do.
It's time we started taking action to make our voices heard. We must replace the current divisive national motto with an inclusive one. E pluribus unum, obviously.
Right.
Come support separation church state and support the original motto project as our founders intended.
Yep. And I won't be able to go with you because I'll be at work.
I know.
Getting more sick.
But I'll be on the East Plaza North Lawn by the steps in Olympia by the Capitol building. Bring your signs and voices. Speakers will include Sam Mulvey from Ask an Atheist, Lilith Starr from the Seattle Temple, Travis Simmons, a.k.a. The Big Funny, and Damian Marie at Hope.
I really wish I could go. I would much rather go do that than go to work.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I can't get out of work.
And that's going to be on June 29th at 11 a.m.
Yeah, see?
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could go.
Yeah.
I would really like to see that, actually.
And as a side note, at the same time, Franklin Graham is going to be on the Capitol steps with his Decision Tour America.
That would be fun to watch, too.
Yeah. Well, I won't be watching it.
No, you'll be...
Well, I can see it, but I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
And we have some updates going on around here.
Do we know?
We have some improvements going on.
We do.
Yep. Next week, we should be having a new segment.
We shall.
We shall. Most of you people know who Tom Essel is. He's been on the show a few times.
Uh-huh.
And he's a good friend of mine. Works with me with Original Model Project. He happens to be a historian.
Which is cool.
Which is really cool because he's always correcting me.
I like that part.
Yeah. But he's going to start a new segment next week. We haven't named it yet, but it's going to be history.
I think that's cool.
Yeah. I'm thinking Tom's terrible time travel.
Really? That's really lame.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty lame.
That's a work in progress.
Yeah. So we'll work with Tom, get a good name for it, and hopefully we'll have a really cool segment to add in next week.
Now, will this be weekly?
Yeah, he's thinking weekly.
That would be cool.
Yeah, be kind of awesome. Give us something else to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, like a this day in history, or what are you thinking?
I'm leaving that up to him.
Oh,
it's his segment.
I think that's great.
But if you have history questions, be a good time to ask on the Yak Line.
Yep, because we learn a lot from history.
Yes, we do.
Now, if only people would make sure that they learn from history as well, all would be good.
One more quick update for us.
Okay.
We are bringing back the original website. It's been down for a while because I got lazy.
Oh, that's typical.
We're going to have awesome features like the Potter Awardees with their own audio. That's going to take me a little time to break out all the audio, but I can do it.
Uh-huh.
And then there'll likely be a blog that I will post to at least once a month or so.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, because you don't have a lot to do, do you?
No. Maybe I'll get someone else to post it. We'll definitely put Tom's history segments on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Tom's history segments, yeah.
Yeah.
And along with this will be the end of Patreon.
Oh,
It's not doing me any good.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't really need it. I don't care if I get paid to do this or not.
Yeah, right.
So I'm ending Patreon.
Okay, that's cool.
And for those shows that I do support, I'll support you some other way.
Okay. That sounds good. Change is always good.
Change is good. Yeah. Yep. And seeing as how next week is our 1 year anniversary.
Oh my goodness. Is it really?
Yes, it is. 1 year.
Ugh, maybe I won't be sick for that one.
I hope not.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Episode 52.
Wow. Where did time go?
Technically, this week is our 1 full year, but we skipped 1 week back when there was no power.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, that's fine.
Wow. A year, huh?
A year, yeah.
Cool.
And I do have breaking news.
Do you now?
Ted Cruz drops out of the presidential race.
Seriously?
Seriously. He just dropped out today. So, we're recording Tuesday.
Right.
And Ted Cruz just announced a couple hours ago that he's dropping out.
Yeah, because I saw this morning he was... still, you know, gung-ho on everything.
Well, he got destroyed in Indiana.
And just that did it alone?
Yeah, he's done. He there's no way he can win. He can't get the numbers.
Yeah.
And he said this. I said it would continue as long as there's a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that the path has been foreclosed. Together, we left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave everything we got, but the voters chose another path.
Unfortunately, they're choosing Trump.
They're choosing... Trump.
I think they're wearing blindfolds while they're choosing this path.
They must be.
Either way.
Well, honestly, I would prefer Trump to Cruz.
Yeah, you've said Cruz, that before.
Cruz is a dominionist.
Yeah.
The things he would do are far worse than what a corporatist like Trump's going to do.
I was going to say, they're totally different in the way that they see things.
Mark my words, there's going to be a change in what Trump does.
Okay.
Yeah, because he no longer has to play that far right person.
I've been kind of noticing tidbits of that, actually.
He no longer has to be that super right wing,
in your face
crazy
kind of thing. Yeah.
So I have this interesting feeling that he's going to go a little more center.
I actually started noticing that
is going to slow down.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed it today and yesterday that it's toning down slightly.
Because the man is not an idiot.
Of course he's not. He's just irritating.
Yeah. So let's see what happens over the next few days, and maybe we'll have a new report on the new Trump next week.
Yeah, okay.
And I have good news from the In God We Trust files.
All right.
From Austin, Arkansas.
Arkansas again.
Another police department has added a saying to their cars, but this time I'm actually happy about it.
Are you? You don't get that often.
Yes. The Austin, Arkansas PD added "We the People" to their cars in early April.
I like that.
Yeah.
A lot.
With the following statement. The Austin Police Department has added a new decal to their patrol vehicles. The decal states "We the People," which is the opening statement of the preamble to the United States Constitution. Chief James Kulisa, I hope I got that right, related this is to reflect that as law enforcement officers, we are committed and sworn to uphold the laws of this nation and ideals of the Constitution without bias, prejudice, or personal opinion. It further reflects law enforcement officers are also we the people.
Now, how hard was that? Why can't all of them get on board with that? It's everyone, all together, all inclusive.
I agree.
Regardless of who or what or where or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand. Hopefully that starts to become more of the norm versus what we've been seeing, which is all the religious aspect of it. It's been like wildfire lately. Everybody's doing it, you know, like trying to get on board with that.
Right.
It'd be nice to see this start happening more often.
So, you know, I follow this stuff quite heavily, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And that post had 982 shares, over 1,200 likes, and 300 comments.
Oh.
Now, normally those things get that kind of coverage, but this time it was 99% positive.
That's nice.
Right? From both religious and non-religious.
See? People do... that's what I'm saying. People really want that. So I don't understand why, you know, these few crazies are getting to rule the roost, you know?
Yeah, I know. So a few of the comments were like this. Jeffrey said, "Beautiful. Thank you for including everyone and actually remembering what the Constitution is all about."
Exactly.
Angela said, "Thank you, Austin Police Department. At last you get it. You truly understand the Constitution."
Uh-huh.
And this little group called the Original Model Project said this. "This is the most inspiring thing we have seen on the back of a cruiser in a long time. We commend the chief for showing the inclusive nature of his department and sincerely hope that other departments will follow suit."
It's really nice to see that, you know, as police officers, they are there to serve and protect everyone, regardless if they have the same beliefs as someone else or not. Their job is to serve and protect. End of story.
Right.
And it's really nice to hear that.
Yes, it is. And hopefully we can get more departments on this.
Right.
I actually went and shared it on a ton of the old police departments.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Shoot it in their face.
30 or 40 of them saying this is what police departments should be like.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Role model.
Role model.
Yeah.
And I think I'll move on.
All right.
Hi, I'm Dina, writer and creator of secularscarlet.wordpress.com blog. With a passion for archaeology and humanities, you can find many subjects addressed, including atheism, religion, women's issues around the world, and articles hitting our news. Come on over and check out what is on my mind this week.
So, Jehovah's Witnesses have just released a disturbing video teaching kids to be homophobic.
That's ridiculous.
So, I've just got audio and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
"Look, Mom. I drew our family in school today."
"Oh, wow."
"I didn't have time to finish Caleb's face." "Carrie drew two mommies. She told me they're married to each other. My teacher says that all that matters is that people love each other and that they're happy."
"Hmm. Well, people have their own ideas about what is right and wrong. But what matters is how Jehovah feels.
He
He wants us to be happy, and he knows how we can be happiest. That's why he invented marriage the way he did.
You mean one man and one woman?
Exactly. Look at Genesis 1:27. Jehovah created Adam and Eve, male and female. Then in Genesis 2:24, he said that a man will stick to his wife. Later, Jesus said the same thing. Jehovah's standards haven't changed. It's kind of like going on an airplane. What would happen if someone wanted to bring something on the plane that wasn't allowed?
They couldn't go on their trip.
Right. It's the same with Jehovah. He wants us to be his friend and live in paradise forever. But we have to follow his standards to get there. At Matthew 7:13 and 14, it talks about the road leading to paradise. To get there, Jehovah says we have to leave some things behind. That means anything Jehovah doesn't approve of.
But I want everyone to get to paradise.
So does Jehovah. And you know what? People can change. That's why we share his message. So, what can you say to Carrie?
Well, I could tell her about the paradise. I could tell her about the animals and the resurrection.
That's awesome! Let's practice.
Do you know, the way she talks is so corny, I actually wanted to puke glitter while she was talking.
That would not be very...
I mean, that, I just got pictures of unicorns puking glitter.
So, so what bothers me is the end.
Yeah?
The message? It? Well, there's a lot more that bothers me, but, you know, Genesis and all that stuff. Yeah, whatever. What bothers me is the fact that this video is aimed at kids. It's in Pixar-style animation.
Of course it's aimed at
to
children.
To tell them... to tell their friends that they don't get into heaven.
All right. So they got to get the little ones doing the work too.
Yeah, that's what bothers me about this. It's not their... it is their message. I think their message is completely wrong. Don't really care because that's their belief, whatever. But to have kids go tell other kids that their parents aren't going to heaven because they're in a same-sex relationship.
Right.
That's completely immoral.
But the other part that was irritating me was the fact that she says that Jehovah wants everyone to go. All you have to do is change who you are.
Yeah, just change who you are.
But he's, you know, he loves you and wants everyone to go, but just not as yourself.
Well, if you believe this, right, Jehovah made them that way. That's what's weird about
it. Well, that's how come I don't understand why they can't see it from the other way around. And that would be the other way around.
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing with just, you know, whole God made you in his image. So if this is how they are, then isn't that how he wanted them?
Right.
But yet now they're saying that it's wrong. But yet he's the one that made him in his image. So I thought he was right.
Right.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
And it's the same thing when there's a terrible accident. Pray for them to get better and everything. But hello, why do you make it happen in the first place? Why do we ignore that part?
I don't know.
Anyways, that's just rambling.
Yeah, so yeah, that just frustrated me. There is an entire video that goes along with it.
I don't think I want to see it.
Yeah, it's just all butterflies and rainbows.
I'll just stick with the puking unicorn glitter thing.
Video kind of looked like it.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm moving on.
All right, please do.
So, North Carolina is not the only place with crappy bills.
Really? There's a surprise.
Oddly enough, Washington State has their own share.
I don't think anyone's invincible from that.
Well, the thing is, we have an initiative process here. Yeah. Which means citizens can propose bills for legislation and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have one going through right now called I-1515.
Okay.
Which would repeal our state's non-discrimination protections that for 10 years have helped ensure our transgender family members, friends, coworkers, and neighbors are treated fairly.
I don't understand why we even bother with this.
Yeah.
It's such a waste of our time. If you're taking away the rights of others, why do we even have to discuss it? You can't do it.
So basically what this initiative will do is to require facilities to have
What you were born with?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you were born biologically male or female, you have to go to those bathrooms.
That's
those locker rooms.
It is such crap.
Under the guise of protecting women and children.
Which is totally not the case.
No, that's not. Because if it were the case, they would be telling adult men not to go into
Well, that's what I'm saying. All bathrooms. You ever hear about is how this guy was messing around with the boy in the bathroom.
Right.
And I, as a matter of fact, I just heard another one on the news in the car this morning. Guy, little kid, little boy in the bathroom, except this time they got it on film or something. I don't know, whatever. But that's always the case. And both are the same gender they were born with. There's no transgender involved in either one.
Right.
It's just, so what the hell are you doing? You're not protecting anything. So, you're just having a homophobic issue.
So here's the thing. I read something this morning. I didn't get all the way through it, but it appears that the, I think it was the American Family, somebody, somebody with family in their name, which doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
Okay. Anyways.
We're actually sending in men in dresses in Target to test Target.
What? Oh, to see what they would do?
Yeah. So what does that have to that's the only men in dresses you're going to find in Target bathrooms because...
The ones dressing up on...
The fake ones.
To test them, yeah.
Yeah, the fake ones. Those are the people we actually want to keep out of the bathrooms, actually. Okay. Because those are the dangerous people.
Well, I was going to say, what is the mindset of them to be doing this in the first place?
Their idea...
And the fact that this is where their mind goes to first and foremost?
That's the problem. The idea is that they're saying that, you know, this is what can happen. You can have men in the bathroom. That's not what it is. It's an interesting mindset because they're also the same kind of people who will say, you know, these the gun laws, you know, criminals don't follow gun laws, so why have gun laws, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
Right. And now they're saying, well, we need bathroom laws because criminals might, you know, go into the bathrooms.
Oh, and yet the guy who went into the men's bathroom and messed with the little boy, he was okay.
Right. Well, it just shows that their cognitive dissonance there because they agree with the gun laws, right?
Right.
But they disagree with the transgender. They want to be able to carry a gun where they want.
They just have an issue with the fact that it says transgender.
I know.
Get over it. I know. Mean, it's a stupid excuse is what it is.
It is.
I mean, that's all they're doing and is using it as an excuse.
I call them out every time for hiding behind. Yes. This, because that's what they're doing.
Yes, exactly.
Because I've done it on several occasions. If you're not after keeping... men out of men's rooms.
Right.
To protect those kids. Right. You're not doing it right.
Because if you think about it, as a parent, like a mom, you know, once upon a time, maybe not anymore, but you would send your little boy, not a little boy, but a, you know, grade school boy into the men's bathroom to go to the bathroom and you'd wait for him to come out. But now, I mean, you have all other men in the bathroom and if, the issues that are going on are with regular men in the bathroom, and then they're messing with the little kids that are going in there alone.
Right.
Actually, as a matter of fact, the story I just heard, the father was in the men's room with his son. His son was in his stall, and he was in his, and this other gentleman was looking in or doing something with the little boy, and the father saw it happen and just went ballistic, and cops were involved and whatnot. So it's not even the little boys going in by themselves.
Right.
But yet all three of the people involved in this story were all just regular
men. They were cisgender.
Men. Yeah.
Cisgender.
Yes. Thank you. But so to say transgender, it's just an excuse.
Yeah.
It's terrible and it's ridiculous. And the fact that they're even bringing that up to vote on is such a waste of time.
Right. Which moves us right into our Potter Award.
All right.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
That's right. It's time for the Potter Award.
Yep.
I just said that, though, so.
Well, whatever.
All right. During a rally at the state capitol in Raleigh with supporters of the law that keeps transgender people from using public bathrooms of their choice, State Senator Buck Newton, the GOP nominee.
I thought you were going to say butt naked.
Might as well be.
Sorry, go.
The GOP nominee for attorney general strayed from the typical conservative talking points about public safety.
Yeah, because, you know, why do we want to talk about public safety? We got transgender to talk
towards
about.
Towards the end of his speech, which was somewhat about it. His speech was mostly about protecting women and children. You know, the same old the same crappy excuse. Talk.
Yeah.
He said, go home and tell your friends and family who had to work today what this is all about and how hard we must fight to keep our state straight. Now, he said this wasn't about gay straight issue.
Oh, bull.
I don't believe that for one second.
Bull.
Because we're talking about transgender issues.
Uh-huh.
He knows very well what he was talking about.
Of course he does. Like I said, it's an excuse.
Right. But he's done other things.
They always do.
Last year, he voted for a bill that's lit.
Blah, 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 wow. blah, blah. You just can't talk, and I'm the one that's losing my voice.
I talked a lot yesterday.
Yeah, whatever.
Last year, he voted for a bill that let magistrates opt out of marrying same-sex couples.
It doesn't surprise me, actually.
Now, this is magistrates. This isn't clergy. Well, I agree with clergy doing that.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to. This is magistrates. These are government officials.
Which they're required.
Right. And the rule is, with this particular law, that they would have to not do any marriages for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of reasonable, but they'll just be back doing marriages in 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Which really doesn't do any good.
Right.
I mean, what if all the magistrates in the area said, nope, we're not doing same-sex marriages? What are they going to do?
There won't be
this, it's also, this law also allowed court clerks not to issue marriage license.
Yeah, that's
if right. It was against their religious belief.
That's crap.
Yeah. But they had the same rule, 6 months. They wouldn't be able to. Now, that hurts a lot of people, not just the same-sex marriage people. That hurts a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And during the debate, during when he was talking about this, he told his colleagues he was disgusted by comparisons between race and sexual orientation. Quoting, you're born into your race. I don't know about sexual orientation. People should not have to choose between their faith and their jobs.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that just shows his complete ignorance.
Well, I was going to say, it's completely ignorant.
Yeah. Because you're born into your sexual orientation.
Well, exactly. Did he just decide one day, hey, I'm heterosexual?
That's always been my argument.
I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
But I'm going to come back to HB2.
Okay.
On this, because that was a transgender bill.
Oh, okay.
He was a huge proponent of that bill. Right? It was done at the special session where they spent $42,000 to against Charlotte, right?
Okay.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's some stuff in that bill that people missed. I haven't heard anything about it. So I'm assuming people missed it.
Oh, uh-huh.
The first part is the most important part.
Right.
But there's a second part. And it's one of those tactics that people use to sneak in a slightly less popular agenda.
They always do.
Second section of HB2 pertained to minimum wage laws.
Yeah, because the two have so much to do with each other.
Yeah, well, if you read the bill the way they word it, yes, they do, because it's about private entities being able to govern themselves, basically.
Yeah, and they count on people not reading it.
Right. It states that no local government can supersede the laws of the state regarding compensation.
Uh-huh.
And this is the exact quote, the exact part that is important. The provisions of this article supersede and preempt any ordinance, regulation, resolution, or policy adopted or imposed by a unit of local government or other political subdivision of the state that regulates or imposes any requirement upon the employer pertaining to the compensation of employees, such as wage levels of employees, hours of labor, payment of earned wages, benefits, leave, or well-being of minors in the workforce.
Okay, now I'm really sick, so you need to translate, because I think I went somewhere
local,
and it wasn't here.
Local municipalities cannot raise their minimum wage above the state level.
And he wants to make that, that's what he wants to have passed?
That was passed.
Oh, it was passed.
Along with the transgender bill.
That's crap.
So unlike Washington, which does have a couple cities that are higher that have higher minimum wages.
Yeah.
This bill says that no city or county in North Carolina can do that.
That's crap.
Yeah.
Why would you? Well, because they didn't read it.
There's a little more in there, and it talks about the competition.
Oh, uh-huh.
They don't want larger cities drawing in the rural workers because they have higher wages.
Why would we do that?
Yep. And that's really about the bill.
Yeah.
I think that there was more about that on the bill.
Of course. They always give you one headline, but it was really about this thing in the back door that you didn't pay attention to.
Exactly.
Yeah. They do that time and time again.
Yeah. And again, this is coming from small government conservatives.
Uh-huh.
They always want to get all up in everybody else's business.
And you don't like that.
Yeah. That's why I don't use turn signals.
Because you don't want anybody up in your business.
I don't remember what movie I saw that on.
I don't know, but you say it all the time. It's so annoying.
You yell at me to use turn signals. Like, I don't need people up in my business. It.
And your excuse is, I don't want anybody up in my business. Well, you tell that to the police officer when he gives you a ticket.
Well, he'll be all up in my business.
Good. Yeah, you can explain that to him. Anyways.
That's
focus.
So, yeah, that's why he's got the part of work. I mean, he's way worse than that. He got a 0 rating from the ACLU. 0. Who gets a 0 from the ACLU?
A jerk.
The same guy who gets a 99 from the NRA.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's all the yakking I got this week.
I know, that's all I've got.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Secular Yakking is a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network. Sun is a group of skeptical, secular, and humanist content creators collaborating with the goal of creating high-quality entertainment. And just maybe, to do some good along the way. Find out more about The Sun and the other shows that make up the network at secularoutreach.com.